I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to the 8th chapter of Romans. I want to bring a message this morning to all of us, obviously, but I do want to pinpoint it to the graduates and also to the youth that are going to be graduating. And there's just a good portion of Scripture there, and we don't have much time, so I'm just going to get right into it. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 12. And I'm going to go through it, I believe, just a little portion at a time. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not of the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, we will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Relax, graduates. I'm not talking about sin this morning. I want to remind you of who you are. And I want you to recognize that you have a grace on your life because of the home you grew up in and because of the family heritage you have. Every one of you graduates, raise your hand so I know where you are in the room. One. One? Are you kidding me? Two, three. Okay, good. I want us to understand that you have a grace on your life, and you have had all your life. I want all of your graduates to know that I knew your parents before you did. I want you graduates to know I married one of your parents. I want your graduates to know that I had the privilege of dedicating you when you were little to the Lord, all but one of you. And you've had a mark upon your life. Emily and Owen, you were dedicated to the Lord in November 11th of 2001. Silas, you were dedicated to the Lord in October 12th of 2003. Caleb, you were dedicated to the Lord on October 9th, 2005. And Joey, your family came to Living Waters a little bit later, and you were already about 2 years old, so you were, I know you were dedicated because I know your parents and your grandparents. And the reality is that, and we all need to understand this, it doesn't matter whether we're graduating this year, we're going to graduate in a few years, or we're just up in life. We have a spiritual mark upon our lives of being a follower of Jesus Christ. So when Paul writes, and we see it in all his letters, when he writes and talks to them about living as they ought to live, he's simply reminding them of who they are. And as you graduates, I want to remind you who you are and whose you are. It's important that we understand that in this portion of Scripture, Paul doesn't talk about good and evil. He talks about life and death. And I want all of you young people to learn to think of things. Don't look at it as if, oh, there's things that I can't do because God wants to steal my fun. No. No, that's not true at all. There are some things, and it's, by the way, it doesn't change when you become an adult. It's still the same. We as adults still realize the same thing. There are things in our life that we do not give ourselves to because it is not life. And it works death. Really simple. And it's always, it, for me, it's never a matter of this is good and this is evil. That's the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. No, no, this is life and this is death. And there are things that I will not give myself to because it works death in me. And it's just good to understand that. And that's the context in which Paul speaks. And then he says this in verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. If there was ever a time that I want to encourage, especially you graduates, you are graduating at a very, very unusual time in the history of mankind, really. I want to encourage you, and you might, there's all kinds of voices. I want to encourage you to be led by the Spirit. We must all, in this season and time, be led by the Spirit. And when you're led of the Spirit, I'll tell you what happens. You don't always do the same thing the person to your left or right is doing because they're being led in a different way. I'm talking about in church family. And we need to just understand it is a great opportunity to give liberty to one another to follow the Lord's voice for ourselves and to allow others to do the same. We are led of the Spirit. I want to encourage you to be led of the Spirit as you process current events. Don't be led by what comes across on a screen. Don't be led by the opinions of other people. Be led of the Spirit. What is that inner voice within you? And you might say, well, I don't hear that inner voice. I'm going to dismantle that lie in a minute. What does that still small voice on the inside of you tell you concerning what you ought to do in this time and in this season? So as you process current events, be led of the Spirit. As you choose a career, be led of the Spirit. Even as Heather shared earlier, let God lead you. As you choose a spouse, be led of the Spirit. As you choose a college, be led of the Spirit. As you choose maybe a church family, if you're moving away or whatever, be led of the Spirit. It doesn't matter. Let they that are led of the Spirit, and it doesn't come from outside, it comes from in here. Be led of the Spirit. Verse 15. For you did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption by where you cry out, Abba, Father. I know there's a brand out there, it's skateboards, it's energy drink, no fear. But the reality is we need to have something in our lives that replaces fear, or we will have fear. There cannot be a void. I appreciated the word that was shared for the five graduates that were up here concerning your opportunity to be salt and light in a time like this. Because there's something different about you. Why? Because you're marked. Because of the family you grew up in. Because of the Lord that you serve. There's something different about you, and it initiates and starts on the inside. So we don't put our confidence in self-confidence. We put our self-confidence in Christ's confidence. We might have a boldness, but it comes from God. We might have high health self-esteem. That's wonderful, as long as you understand that it comes from God and that it's because you're aware that He esteems you. You have grown up under the umbrella of the Spirit of adoption, whereby you cry out, Abba, Father. There's an awareness within you that God is your Father. That's how I know you can be led of the Spirit. There's no way you believe in God unless you've been led of the Spirit. There's no way you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior unless you've already been led of the Spirit. There's no way. And people who say, well, I just don't hear God. Oh, yes, you do. If you're a believer, you already did. You understand. It's that same voice. It's that same witness. It's that same stirring on the inside. And there's a way in which we can know that we are being led of the Spirit. So you've grown up under an umbrella of the Spirit of adoption. You are a child of God Almighty, who is the creator of heaven and earth. Come on. And you are aware that He loves you with an everlasting love. And His goodness and His mercy will follow you. You know what that word follow means? Run you down. It does. Pursue. Chase. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. When all hell breaks loose around you, you can say, Father, I'm yours and you are mine and you are cheering me on. Father, your Spirit is reminding me. Verse 16, His Spirit reminds our spirit we really are children of God. Do you know that I believe that is one of the primary roles of the Holy Spirit, capital S, is to convince our spirit, small s, we really are children of God. We have a responsibility and a call to live like children of God. We have a responsibility to know that there is something unique about us. We can walk in a joy and in a peace when others maybe aren't, because of the one who rules on the inside. His spirit convinces our spirit we really are children of God. And if we're children of God, verse 17, then we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. It's good for us all, graduates, youth, and all of us to know that we are children of God and we're joint heirs then with Jesus Christ. Here's what a joint heir is. A joint heir means that we get as much as Jesus got. It doesn't mean that you share an inheritance. It means everyone gets it all in community, if I could say it that way, as family. And the riches that Jesus Christ earned are now yours and mine. The joy. He was anointed with joy above all his brothers. The joy. That's why before he left, he said, hey, things are going to get a little bit rocky here in just a few days. My joy I give to you. Oh, and by the way, things are going to get a little rocky here in a few days, so my peace I give to you. And God has the ability to give us his peace and his joy. And it comes from the inside out. It's already in you. Don't look for peace outside. Don't look for joy outside. Look for it out of your relationship with God. Graduates, I want to encourage you. As you are seeking the Lord, as you are practicing. By the way, we're all growing in this being led of the Spirit thing. It's a lifelong pursuit. We're older. And we're pursuing and being led of the Spirit. We're asking God, Lord, what are you doing? What next? What about this? What about that? It's normal. But you know what that does? That causes us to get into relationship with the one who has the answer. And I encourage you to always do this. Keep finding and stay on the pathway of peace. You want to know how to be led of the Spirit? Where's the peace? Follow the peace. No matter what. No matter where it takes you, follow the peace of God. There are times when you will get into something or onto something, and you will know that you know that it's wrong, if for no other reason, because the peace is gone. Follow the pathway of peace. There will be times, I can tell you this, when you follow the pathway of peace, and some around you may say, what on earth are you doing? Follow the pathway of peace. There are times when we are led of the Spirit and we see things and hear things that concern us. And we've got to do what we know we hear the voice saying to do. By the way, if you miss it, if you mess up, it's okay. We have a God who has the ability to make the most out of any mess you make. And to get us back on the pathway of peace if we do get off it. But remember that you are joint heirs and you have peace and you have joy. It's resident within you. The source of it. It's like how many of you know what an artesian well is? We have them all over up north. Just saw one a few days ago in Buffalo. And the flow is always there. And it comes from a source. And it's not pumped. It's not, well, it can be piped. It can be, but it's really hard to plug. Because it'll just show up somewhere else. And that's the way the joy is. And that's the way the peace is. Last section of verse 17. Actually, I'll read all of 17 so it's in context. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. What is that all about? If we suffer with him. Young people, I want you to know, life is not always easy. And I know some of you probably even in this season have found that out, maybe in more ways than some of us did when we were your age. Here's the deal. When hard times come, when difficulty comes, when suffering comes, we need to make a decision. Is this thing going to make me better or is it going to make me bitter? Is it going to do something of life in me or is it going to work death in me? And we must choose. And we must recognize that immediately what often will happen will get called into question. Am I a son or am I an orphan? The difficulties of life sometimes can make us feel like, what? Where did God go? He's right there with you as a loving father. Allow that cry to rise up within you more than any other time. Abba, Father. Daddy! Oh, I encourage you. I encourage you graduates. I encourage the youth in the room. I encourage those of you who don't think you're so young. That we have an awesome God and he has put together an awesome plan and we are marked. We are. As surely as the graduates were marked on the day that we were dedicated, and I realize some of us were baptized as infants, and there's all kinds. That really doesn't matter. We've all, if you're here this morning and you've never came to a time, if you're watching online this morning and you've never came to a time where you invited Jesus Christ into your life, you can. You can call, if you're online, you can call a church office if you need help with that. You can talk to Pastor Dave. You can talk to Kathy. You can talk to friends. You can talk to people you know, maybe somebody from this body. The truth is that we all have the ability to help anyone find this awesome life that leads us into that place where we hear that still small voice, where we are led of the Spirit, where we do recognize, I am a child of God. Well, isn't everybody a child of God? No. No, some are children of Satan. At least that's what Jesus said. And obviously, all that simply means is they're following darkness instead of light. They're following the liar instead of the source of all truth. They're following a pathway that leads to death rather than a pathway that leads to life. And the secret is to acknowledge God's Son and recognize that he is God's answer to us at every season of our life, doesn't matter how old we are. Let's stand together. Just put out your hand as if you are going to receive something and allow your heart to expect to, because you can and will. Father, we ask you, we come to you this morning and we ask you to impart to all of us, including the preacher, an awareness of you and an awareness of how much you are for us. And an awareness that we are, really, really, really are children of God. and that we really are joint heirs with Christ. Father, whether we find ourselves on the mountaintop here this morning or the valley, whether it's easy season or a hard season for us right now, we thank you that we are your children. And we thank you that you will lead us and guide us. We pull on your promise, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. I sense there are some brothers and sisters here this morning who need wisdom. Lord, I join my voice with theirs and we ask for wisdom with a confidence that it'll be given liberally. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, bless you. Again, I want to remind you, please, please stop in, check out the car wash, check out the hot dog stand. It's out front. The Lord bless you.